things that you used to drink when you first started drinking, or like weren't allowed to drink yet? Schnapps.
Oh yeah, I was the majority sour man because I could not taste the alcohol in it.
That's a complicated drink for a first
and then
drink.
I started.
A complicated man. No wonder you're yeah.
Right in Tapios. Disgusting.
It's, yeah, I heard
it's basically a Long Island of blue.
I heard a grown man order that on vacation. He was like 45. I was like, dude.
He should be ashamed of himself.
Me and Emily looked at each other. Like, we literally looked at each other like, what? What the fuck? And then he was like, AMF, adios, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I was like, oh no.
He's a child.
No, no. Can't they just be classy and have cheap wine like us?
Exactly. No. Hey y'all, we're here, we're back.
This episode is brought to you by Pookie's Coloring Adventure. Go to PookiePots.com, give to the Kickstarter, and you get prizes for buying the coloring book. So if you buy an advanced copy, you also get other free shit.
Easy peasy.
Do it now.
Win-win.
Also, she's really close to her goal. She's a few hundred dollars away from
her. Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Literally just a couple hundred dollars away. So support out of this artist and, you know... Get a coloring book.
Yeah. About canvas.
Yeah.
Why not?
Adult coloring books are really, really popular.
They are.
Because
they're really calming.
Stress.
They're very,
yes.
They're very calming. Like, I can get lost in a coloring book.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Smoke a blunt, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
That's our studio audience, by the way.
Yes. I was going to say, we are
much talked about. My boyfriend, Derek, is here.
Hello, everybody.
We'll be chiming in here and there in between sips.
Yeah. And you've been on the show before, so you know.
Yeah, your third appearance, right?
I think it's third or fourth. Something like that, yeah. I'm giving a little guest appearance today.
Sneaks one in there now and then.
And they're not paying me, which is the craziest part. I was kidding.
You're paying us.
I pay you with this jerk.
Can we go settle this now?
And you're
quick?
Welcome. There's your bonus.
Well, this could be a very interesting show.
Cut. I was kidding.
There has been a lot going on, so we actually have quite a few things to talk about up front. There, of course, is Celebrity Shade and all of that going down. And then we have a couple items for nerd news as well. Our sex topic is sort of about your sexual pet peeves. Like, what about guys who leave their socks on?
We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that
also,
later.
I might get to clarify what a pet peeve was on Twitter. I saw that.
You didn't know what a pet peeve was?
I know.
No,
I proactively
knew what a pet peeve was.
Yeah.
Oh, who didn't know?
But we've had a situation before. We asked a question about fapping. And
explain to me what the hell it is again.
Jerking off. Oh, my
God.
Oh,
okay.
This is exactly.
You
why.
Are the reason why.
Yes.
I had to proactively define.
So many people were like, what the fuck is fapping?
Is that an English word?
Fapping? It is.
Okay,
I
fapping.
Mean, yes,
it's
it
just
is.
An internet word, really.
But yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's a sound like fap. Like skin on skin.
I guess. I thought it was... I didn't want to
well, this
it
is why we...
I don't even explain. It's the other F word.
Yeah,
because while we love you guys, we have to assume now that you're at least a bottle in before listening to the show. So
which is good.
We need some clarification, which is completely fine.
Which is exactly where
so
you
do
should
we
be.
Sometimes.
Yes.
There was probably someone off their ass right now.
Yeah, crack open bottle number 2, spark it up, let's go. Up front, we have to say goodbye to another legend.
Not us, we're still here.
No, we're still around.
And Mariah's still here, thank God.
Thank God. Britney is fine. Betty White is okay.
Betty
White will never die.
Beyonce. Britney, or she will outlive everybody.
We're just going to have a whole Betty White episode if that happens.
Yes. Oh, I know. Britney, come on the show. I bet she'd do it. So, Burt Reynolds, RIP. Do you guys have any, like, early memories of Burt Reynolds? Like, his
I do. From Golden Girls, actually, when he guest starred on that episode. One of my favorite episodes, they all got locked up in jail because they were trying to get a cheap hotel somewhere, which would show you, don't get a cheap hotel anywhere because you'll be disappointed. Turns out it was a brothel hotel. The girls get arrested, and they won tickets to see Burt Reynolds. Well, they left Sophia out because they only had 3 tickets. So Sophia comes down to bail them out, and being the crafty person she is, Sophia steals those tickets from her. And says, I'll be back for y'all later. I'm going to see Burt Reynolds. So then she finally bails him out And at the end of the episode, if you haven't seen it, they're all sitting down in the living room, and she's boasting about her time with Burt Reynolds, meeting Lonnie Anderson, all these celebrities, and like, that didn't happen, Ma, that didn't happen. Like, you're, just, you're rubbing again, blah, 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 blah. And sure enough, Burt Reynolds comes through the door, knocks on the door to take Sophia out to lunch. Oh, and they're like, oh my god, it's Mr. Burt Reynolds. And they're like all verklempt about the situation. Verklempt. And at the very end, they're like, he turns to Sophia and says, so who's the slut? All three of them says, I am! And then the episode ends.
I love it, and we can never forget the Burt Reynolds on a bearskin rug.
Yep.
With the
daddy.
Yes.
Before daddy chest. Was even a thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is the original daddy right there.
The invention of what daddy really means.
And really, right? At the time,
this, he was sexy.
Well, and not only that, but like man. Guys did not do this.
Yeah.
No.
Even now, guys don't really do this. Mm-mm. I mean, this is a naked photo.
Yeah.
He's covering himself in an artful, fun yes. way. But, I mean, this is an iconic...
Uh-huh.
It was a trend.
Yep.
Of like a
he started statement. Something completely new.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
I'm actually surprised there's not more copycats of that, to be honest.
Right?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, because it is so iconic.
All over that.
Yeah.
Like, fur and naked.
Hmm.
Photographers, get your life. You owe me 10% if
has
you do
inspired
it.
Another photo shoot. I always remember his, like, Smoking the Bandit movies.
Yes.
You know, being from the Midwest myself, like, that was like, just sort of the stuff we grew up on was, you know, Smoking the Bandit and
yeah.
fucking Walker, Texas Ranger and all that shit. So, definitely someone who just had a huge, I think, impact on culture, pop culture, and...
Mm-hmm.
And a really interesting guy as well, if you've never seen him interviewed, definitely, especially, you know, sort of later, in his later years, really owned up to a lot of crazy shit that he did, and the drugs that he took, and, I mean, he...
I mean,
he lived a good life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
When you're older, you just can be like, yeah, I did it. I
yeah.
Like, I smoked this, I snorted that.
Yeah, that was a different era. There weren't...
There were
camera
cameras.
Phones
can you
on everyone at every moment in time. People uh-huh. can do what the fuck they want
can
to do,
camera,
and then...
camera phone around with Rick James?
Oh, oh Lord.
Could you imagine smartphones are in Studio 54?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God.
None of that would be able to go down.
No.
I've actually heard from people like, what's his name, Mario, that does Big Fat Dick at mm-hmm. FUBAR, which is sort of an institution in LA. If you've never heard of Big Fat Dick, I'd be a little surprised. It's the only club that literally pulls guys into the back room, takes photos of their dick.
And then you all
and
yeah,
then
you
has
all
the crowd vote
on
it.
Stop. Mm-hmm.
They're on a clothesline.
And they're on a clothesline.
Numbered, like, who likes number 22?
Yeah,
where is this?
FUBAR down the street. It's happening tonight.
Oh, so never... we're going to wrap this up and like finish off the movie.
I'm done.
Well, that's anonymous because you just see the peen
yeah,
and a number.
It's all anonymous.
Yeah,
just a picture of the peen.
But
well, now they've added asses as well, I've
okay.
heard.
Okay, but the club also used to get a little raunchier where the dancers
it.
Also used to get naked and do
just walk around.
Things, either with each other or with the
guests.
And they no longer do that because of camera phones.
Yeah.
So, for as crazy, and I mean, overheard the DJ booth over the loudspeaker, watch out, boys, he's gonna blow.
What?
Yes.
No.
You needed a splash shield on occasion. So,
see, I wasn't around during that time.
So, wait, it still happens or they stopped it?
It's still, the night
they
still happens.
They can't do that shit anymore. The night still happens
to where they take people in the back
yeah.
and then take pictures of their dicks
right.
and their asses.
Okay.
And then
again,
people vote on them.
Yeah.
But they don't have people doing things to each other.
There's nothing
yeah,
happening where you could take a video.
Because
of
there's phones everywhere.
And there's
that have cameras on them that are very high resolution now.
Yes. Well, and also, too, like, phones definitely helped to ruin that, but so did Mickey's. Do you remember...
Mickey?
Oh,
Mickey's,
yeah,
when
Mickey's
they had
got
the go-go eyes.
Yes, I remember
this.
So this was a scandal.
Down.
Yes, at one of LA's big clubs was they used to barely cover their go-go
mm-hmm.
boys. Like, I'm talking like they would wear a bandana.
Like,
you figure that out.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
So you...
And then there were the things down below flopping and jiggling around. And
people...
But
grabbing
the,
and
but the
sucking and
ugh. And they got there was like a fucking
and it was open on the sidewalk.
Oh,
it's like
yes. But they had an undercover sting operation.
Yeah,
like went in and documented all this stuff, and then they got
busted.
Fine. Shut down for a couple of days.
I remember that too. Down. I was like, this is the
It
end
was
of
like
Mickey's.
A month.
It was like...
No, it was a month. It sure was.
After, like, when they got, like, just remodeled. After
yeah,
fire,
it was
right?
after they got their whole remodel situation. Like, maybe, like, less than a year afterwards.
Yeah. Wild. Well, speaking of wild gay shit, I imagine tonight in India is gonna be fucking nuts.
Lit.
All the Punjabis are gonna
speaking of camera phones, bust them out and let us know what's going on in India
Please.
Tonight.
Please.
Live stream this shit. Yeah.
India decriminalized gay sex, which had been on the books since the like British colonial days. And
so all the political figures are coming out tonight.
Yes.
And there's going
to be... Go find yourself an Indian.
Tons of gay Indian sex.
Anal
going
sex
on tonight.
Everywhere.
Go find your Aladdin.
Yes. Now, interestingly enough...
Or your Jasmine.
Oh. Yeah. Interestingly enough, even though now that they've decriminalized it and the tide is sort of changing, I was just listening to NPR... And they were interviewing people who were like, yeah, well, you know, people's private business is their own thing, but, you know, marriage would be too far. So it's like, we've come
this
many
far,
steps.
But...
I feel like it's still a step. It's, you know, slowly but surely.
We were the same
I know
way.
It's so, like, ridiculous, but I feel like a step is a step.
It's just strange to me because it is forward, I agree with you, but also, like, especially in the religious circles, the idea of family and commitment is such a major... you know, strong, like, focal point. So why is it none of your business or people's private matters, like, who they, like, dilly around with?
Yeah.
And then not extend that towards the actual, like,
yeah.
relationship, a meaningful and emotional long-term relationship. Like,
do they, my question is this, do they have certain marital rights over there? Like, we have, like, I know it's a big deal over here because, like, if you have a death, then the whole family situation happens and whatnot.
Has been illegal, so I don't know that anyone could even register as a civil union because it's not illegal to be gay until now, this week.
Like, we just got legal to, like, hold hands.
Right.
Like, marriage is a whole other thing.
True.
The one that really got me was this guy saying that he actually practiced saying he was gay out loud because it was such a looked down upon and, you know, you couldn't be out. And basically, even though people weren't really being arrested very often in India for this and put in jail, what it became was a tool for the local authorities to harass people or to get money from them or, you know, like blackmail them or it's businesses and stuff like that. So it wasn't that people were like being thrown in jail and tortured and all that stuff. It's just it was being used against them.
To discriminate against people and...
Yes.
As a scare tactic.
So anyway, this guy was saying that he can now aloud say, I'm gay. Or he used to have to look in the mirror and whisper. Because he couldn't even say it for himself.
I mean, I'm sure there's
there was some fucking documentary I watched on Netflix, or maybe Hulu, about gays around the world, and there was one in India where this couple had been together, and they were very quiet about it, and it was like a whole situation, and...
It's sort of quietly accepted.
It was very, but they had parties, like small parties where they would go, like, intense.
Like orgies or just like people?
No, like a club, like where like other gay like men can go, like, and it's like this is like where we go.
It's like a hideout.
But it literally was like the size of this
room
literally, with like a tent over it and like a person playing music, like kind of lowish, but like there were the 30, 40 guys that were gay, and it was their escapism.
They probably weren't even dancing together.
No,
some of them were.
Some of them were?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like,
yeah, it was very cute. But yeah, I was just like, damn. Like, and there was like, and they would get, but they would get like death threats along the way because some people knew where they were going and, you know, word had caught wind and it would change places every so often.
Yeah.
It's crazy, y'all. Even here in Los Angeles, one of the oldest bars, one of the oldest gay bars that's still operating is called Motherlode. And previously, the front of Motherlode was like dark.
It was
a single door. You could not see in.
No.
And then they did have eventually, of course, you know, they did have a patio and stuff and whatnot, and it's sort of like built up now. It's a huge patio and
thank
it's
God
open. Yes, it looks much better. But back in the day when Muggleland first opened, and also like Gold Coast still has dark windows.
Oh yeah, Gold
because
Coast
they
is
didn't
still
want
very
anyone
old school
to
see who was in there.
That's why there's the back door at Gold Coast, so people could go in the parking lot, enter discreetly, not go in the front door. They know
no one can see you.
Yeah.
If you're trying to hide something.
And that
or...
was just from the, what, 60s, 70s,
yeah.
or whatever, so.
I just can't even imagine, like, you know, going to a club and all of a sudden, like, the police are there, like, raiding everything, like, you know.
Because you're gay. Not
yeah,
because
like,
you're doing
so,
anything
like, so,
illegal,
like,
because
not,
of
yes.
who you are.
It's like, arrest me because I'm doing drugs or whatever, but, like, don't, like, just literally just being gay, I'm just like, I just want pizza.
Oh, that's what they used to do when the Catch opened, Catch 21.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, on Pico, right, or something,
yeah.
right?
It's closed now,
yeah.
but it was.
Oh, God, and the study back in the day, too.
Oh,
that.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
They used to just, the police would bust in and do, like.
Random checks.
But they weren't doing random checks anywhere else.
No.
And at the time, they weren't doing random checks at the white gay clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But they were at the black gay clubs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All the time.
So it, like, carries on, and you see this continuing on. And still, here we are. Like, we really do take it for granted, I think, in this country, for the most part. Especially on the West Coast and the East Coast, because,
yeah.
But even here,
in large cities in general,
in the Midwest...
Yeah.
I think especially over the last few years, I think it's become a lot more challenging to be just your normal self, to be able to, have a boyfriend and hold hands, or admit that you have a boyfriend, you know what I mean? Like,
or admit that you're gay and you want a boyfriend.
Right.
But there, I swear there's some outfits that I even go in, like, you know, go out in, I'll be like, I look really gay today. Like, I really just do not care. I'm going to go hang out with him or whatever. And I was like, I probably, like, in the Midwest, they would look at me, like, up and down, like, boy...
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, and they would.
And I just couldn't.
Yeah, I think it's hard for people to understand unless they've really experienced that for themselves. And we're definitely spoiled, so... Big ups to India. I'm really proud of them, so...
Love wins again.
Yay. Speaking of love wins, one last queer thing up front. Everyone's... favorite dystopian futuristic adult themed cartoon slash weird ass Adventure Time is this bizarro cartoon.
It is.
I guess kids could watch and enjoy.
I've only seen like two episodes. I'm so horrible.
What is it? Netflix?
On Netflix? No, Adventure Time is on Cartoon,
it's on Cartoon
Network.
Yeah. And it's
like
basically...
the yellow dog is there. I know Adventure Time because of Bacon Pancakes.
Okay. Yes, Making Bacon Pancakes.
Yes. That was spliced with New York with Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. And it's forever in my head whenever I see bacon or pancakes.
It's a very bizarre show. And there's a lot of music like that. The big Making Bacon Pancakes song. And there are lots of songs. And it's just
treat
kind of
yourself.
Strange. It's a very bizarre show. Like I said, I think kids could watch it and...
be entertained.
Maybe enjoy it because there's lots of colors and just weird stuff happening. But it also, on a deeper level, once you actually like start watching and getting into it, this is a post-nuclear world. Half of the world is missing. It's like been blown off. And then the reason you have all these...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the very beginning, the very, very beginning of the show, every time they show the credits, the very first scene shows atomic bombs. And you go past them really quick.
Okay.
So the reason that there's like a bubblegum princess and the reason that there are candy people and the reason that all of these things exist is because of the nuclear fallout, basically.
Oh.
So this whole world that exists, like, yeah,
we
it's this crazy cartoon.
Yep.
And the dog talks
we've
and he can stretch.
Before. Yep.
But it's
he can
all,
stretch.
Yeah, he can make himself bigger or smaller. Mm. It's very weird. But all this stuff is sort of a result of... And then there's, like, flashbacks to sort of the apocalyptic times. It is such an interesting cartoon, and it has really captured a lot of people's attention. And I won't say that it's been, like, queer people have enjoyed it, but I can't say it's had really obvious queer themes prior to... I mean, I guess if you look.
Yeah.
But I never thought of it that way. Well, they decided to end the show I'm making...
so you lied to two fucking
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, and they decided to end the show, number one. And two, they decided to end the show on a very queer note where two of the main female characters held hands and kissed.
That's so cute.
Actually, yeah, I heard about this.
It's adorable.
I didn't. I just... Yeah. Now I have a fucking... Bacon pancakes on
eggs and sausage.
Oh, treat and treat. Stop it. Inside joke. Treat yourself and look up bacon pancakes.
Yes.
It'll get stuck in your head for days.
There's also a BMO app. You can download BMO onto your phone, the little robot, the little computer that
Finn
has.
What is a BMO?
BMO is the little, he looks like a little game console.
Okay.
But he's come to life.
Okay.
And he's one of the funniest parts of the show.
Really?
Oh my god. And you can download a BMO app and he'll talk to you and he'll sing to you and you can play games with him.
I have no friends. I'll download that.
Does he sing Bacon Pancakes?
No.
Damn.
Maybe.
Does he make
it? No, because he does impressions of other people, so he might do Bacon Pancakes. Because he does impressions of Finn and because he's recorded them.
Ooh, we're playing with that later.
It's such a fascinating show, you guys. Just
I'm playing
buy...
the song for you when we're yeah. taking a break, by the
buy
way.
Buy the DVDs. Because
it's going to be in your head the
buy
entire
the series.
Rest
it
of the week.
It is really fascinating. And the more you watch the episodes, and the episodes are only 15 minutes long, so it's perfect for your attention span, Richie Rich.
You know me. You know me. I have...
Each episode is only 15 minutes long.
15? Oh.
But when you watch them again, you're like, oh my god, I didn't notice, like...
Little that.
Little, you know, sort of... things going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, they kissed.
Bacon pancakes.
It's time for celebrity shade. Okay, no shade to this bitch. Angela Bassett turned 60 this week.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
What is it like to turn 30 years in a row?
You know, right? I mean, seriously.
She's better than most of the girls in this game nowadays, like with the plastic
you know,
face and...
I will say this. Coming from my generation...
80s, y'all.
And I'm very proud. No, but really, like, speaking of the Golden Girls we talked about earlier, those women were in their late 40s and 50s.
Yes.
What?
And now,
years.
You're looking,
yeah.
Now people are taking care of themselves. Yes, there's plastic surgery and little nips and tucks here and there, but...
Well,
I
mean,
think
Sophia had plastic surgery before the Golden
Girls.
Oh,
yes.
She had to draw her old lines
yes.
on her.
Yes. After first
so,
season, Sophia got a facelift, so they had
yeah.
to draw lines
to
on
draw,
her
to
make
her
look older.
Oh, my God.
They
yes.
made them look older.
Yes.
The hairstyles, the
yeah.
clothing, come on.
But also,
yeah.
it was also
but
a
now,
different time. It's like, by the time you were 27, you should have 3.5 kids and a house and a husband and
yeah.
a full career.
I have
and
two
now,
lives.
People are
yeah.
living their lives and doing what they want to do, and... Women are being celebrated, and Angela Bassett embodies that. So it's. I remember freaking out when I was like 13, 14, being like, what am I do about like when I'm 30? How am I gonna look? Because
mm-hmm.
at that point in time, people in their 30s looked like they were like, at this point, like 50.
Yeah. I'm
like, it was a whole different situation. Like,
yeah.
the cast of Friends didn't look like they were in their early to mid 20s, they looked like they were.
In their 40s.
Mid-30s
yeah.
to late-30s.
Yeah,
and like,
Hollywood does like to lie about their age.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Still, yes,
but
they look very mature. Of course, when you're putting a bunch of makeup
yeah.
on somebody, you know, they're going to look a little
mm-hmm.
bigger. But yeah, you're right. I mean, they people sort of...
Today's 50 is my J-Lo, Janet Jackson.
Okay.
Today's 60 is Angela Bassett.
Uh-huh.
That was not my reality growing
no.
up. There was no one that looked that snatched, that great.
You had white
great.
Hair.
Literally.
you had white hair, and you watched Matlock,
and that's that.
Yeah.
Like, that was your
just,
existence.
That's a
like,
you were done.
Now you can dip it and do it at any age. I think it's
now,
great.
Now
they're Why
people,
not?
There are people who still have the white hair and are rocking it. There's like a 70
yes.
year old model, like,
yes.
slaying it. Like,
yeah.
she's just everything.
Well, I think, too, people have more, like, you know, in the olden days, people used to fucking die at 30. So,
true.
Yes, 50 was really old, but
yeah.
I think we've adjusted to the time shift continuum or
yeah.
whatever, where people are living longer lives, and if you do take better care of yourself
mm-hmm.
when you're younger, then you, of course, can thrive when
yeah.
you're older. And I think someone, too, like, of course, Angela Bassett has access to all the very best procedures, treatments.
She also has no children.
Exactly.
Thank
that's another,
you.
Yes.
No marriage. Next on Forget my list, yeah. don't have kids.
It's just, I think people are in a different space now to where they feel younger. They want to preserve their youth. They don't feel pressure to be in a box that they used to. That's exactly what used to happen.
Well,
you got shunned back in the day. Even when I was a child, like if you weren't something
married.
By 25.
Oh my god, if you weren't married.
Why don't you have children?
Yeah.
If you didn't have a full on career by 30, no matter what that meant, then what are you doing with your life? And you can take your time now and figure things out and do things at your own pace, and good for her.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just love that me and her go to the same doctor to get facials. So I was like, ooh, I want to look like Angela Bassett.
You know what? That too. I think we have had a lot of advancements in, you know, facial treatments that are non-invasive. Mm-hmm. Like
science and medicine have been great.
Yes. Botox I'm not
like
talking
like
thing. Plastic surgery. I mean, you can go to an esthetician and have, you know,
this is a really good facial, I swear. Like,
you're like,
I feel 10
years
whether I look it or not, I feel 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, and also people were in the sun a lot more back in the day.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
No,
and
SPF.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like.
Which I wear every day.
Now people are just like, ass wipe me with SPF. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I
everywhere,
yeah.
Everywhere.
Yes, just like slather me in it. I want a mister of SPF. Just
cocoa butter
and
SPF. Get your life.
Spin through it. So I have a couple stories about Angela Bassett, and I'll try to keep them short because I just fucking love her so much.
I
just
love
her,
these stories.
Yeah, I just love her in Black Panther.
She needs a Lifetime Achievement Award.
She
does. Or
she does. You know what?
Oscar
also,
just for being
no,
her,
you
honestly.
Know what? Let her just have a role where she fucking wins that Oscar because she
right?
deserves that shit. Her as Tina Turner... She was
yes.
Tina Turner.
That, she is an actress.
She is incredible.
Yes.
So I got to meet her one time because I was taking a dance class in West Hollywood, and I went every week for, you know, a few months. And the woman that she came with was a regular as well. Just this particular day, she brought along her friend, who happened to be Angela Bassett. And, you know, I was standing next to her, and of course I saw her friend and said hi to her, and... At first, I was like, I don't remember.
Like, no.
And like, in 5 and 6, and Angela Bassett in
7 and 8. She turned and flashed that
smile.
Gorgeous
that
smile. And those
it's
cheekbones and those
eyes.
It is
a billion dollar smile. And I just said, hello. And she was like, hello. And the class started, and we started dancing, and we just had a fucking great time. She was an amazing dancer, by the way.
I'm sure.
Tina Turner moves.
No big... deal that it was her hair pulled back, wearing something simple, that smile beaming through the class.
She probably still wore $2,000 worth of stuff.
I'm sure she did,
yeah.
But still. I mean, she looked just her smile.
Immaculate.
Just, yeah. And was just so gracious and so nice.
Naturally
no one really, like, ran over to her, like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was just like, okay, cool, this
yeah.
bitch is working it. And
yeah.
she did the class and had a great time, and her friend were laughing and giggling. I was really glad to be in that corner because I kind of like kept like every time they would laugh, I'd be like, ha ha ha.
Fangirled out.
Yes, I really did. But she was just so sweet. And another time, this isn't even my story. Billy Francesca tells a story. Mm-hmm. He was at a restaurant and happened to sit down next to Angela Bassett. And if you know Billy, you know he's wildly entertaining.
Yes.
So entertaining. Look him up on YouTube, the Billy Francesca Show. Have you ever seen his show?
No.
Jesus Christ. It is ridiculous. It is so funny. Anyway, of course, he started talking to her and was so engaging and entertaining. They struck up, you know, a conversation, and then they had finished their dinner and they had left. And when they asked for their bill, they said, oh, no, Angela paid for your entire meal. She was just so stricken
God,
with him.
What kind of queen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, oh, tell that gentleman next to me. He was just such a delight to talk to that his meal is on me. This was a nice restaurant, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
sure.
like they were at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Even if at Wendy's, she can buy my Wendy's. She can buy
right?
my little, you know, cheeseburger, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, can I keep the receipt? Because Andy would best to pay for it.
Yes. So that's just, you know, a little bit about her. Mm-hmm. I think that glow comes from within, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. I think when you, just have, when you have just so much peace and it, like melanin and money, you just look so beautiful.
Yeah.
When you just have all of it, like.
But also, you know what?
She's not married, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Even better.
So. She has a boyfriend, I believe, and that's it.
Yeah.
She's a gold.
She's doing exactly this, right?
She's a Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, someone like that could be a real diva because she's fucking hot. Mm-hmm.
Like how they
she's
say
been around forever. Yeah. And, like, who?
Halle Berry, they say she does. They say she is fucking nuts. Like,
I believe she's
like,
crazy.
100%. Like, so, you know, over the years, you were her boyfriends, like, one, two, that she's crazy. Like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then, like, all of them, like,
yeah.
Like, no, like, I totally see
that. At some point, you gotta be like, look.
Yeah, like, I might be a little crazy, but, you know, I have an Oscar and you really can't touch me, bitch. But, you know, the bitch is crazy.
But also, craziness. But I just think that's such a huge difference between, you know, someone like her and, you know, people who always try to pull that diva shit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
You always have to be like... Like,
a moment. It always like, has to be a moment. It really doesn't have to be.
People would lay down their life for Angela Bassett.
Right.
You know? She doesn't have to demand that of anyone. So...
And she it just seems like the nicest, like, woman ever.
You know, I love normal celebrities.
Why be a grand dick?
Like,
but...
I just wanted to be like,
I mean,
come here, baby, let me fix you a plate.
In those meetings, in those meetings is when you turn up your celebrity.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But outside of that, that's when you become a normal person again.
Yeah.
That's just business.
Anyways, we love you, Angela.
We love you. You know who else I'm really starting to stan is Ariana Grande. She does have a really good voice. I know she screams, sings a lot, like Demi Lovato knows, but
she just doesn't enunciate. That's my only thing with her. There are beautiful notes, but they don't form words. They're just like, she just, she's a great singer. She just does not enunciate worth a damn. I'm like, what was that line? I don't know. It sounded very pretty, but those are not words. For the human consumption too.
It's okay, the lyrics aren't really that deep. But what I do...
True.
What I do really like about her is that she's willing to make fun of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also one of those celebrities who, like, for example, when she meets fans. So having experiences myself where we have set up celebrities to meet fans and then they're real fucking dicks, that's embarrassing. She apparently will... literally spend way more time with fans.
Yeah, I've heard that. Especially now she's grown up, because she had some
hiccups. There was a minute there, like, no, I did
but
like her.
At the same time, we were all 19, 20 at one point in time, and how bratty were we sometimes, without
imagine.
Even realizing.
And you didn't even have millions of dollars. Like
Or people
on voice?
You.
Add a voice?
Yeah.
Add a ponytail that you bought? Yes,
bitch.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I think she was kind of feeling herself for a while there, but
fair
she...
enough as a teenager.
Has definitely more.
Yeah,
more.
I actually like
now
her a lot now.
Yeah, she recently did a skit with Jimmy Kimmel where her ponytail took on a life of its own, became animated, served him a drink. I mean, all while she's just
how the Inhuman should have been.
Yeah, exactly. No, the CGI was about as good as the Inhumans, but that's actually what made it really funny. But I just love that she makes fun of herself and, you know.
Yeah, I will say this. There recently was a time when she was asked about her boyfriend. She just, like, totally...
Fiance.
I can't keep track of them.
They've got tattoos now. They're engaged now. Yeah. We all know he got it.
Track.
Yeah.
They're like, so what about your boyfriend? She's like, and what about him? And she just waltzed away on the red carpet.
Well, we know apparently he has a 10-inch diac.
Apparently.
According to Ariana Grande.
Oh, did you see her in concert recently, though? She had a very cute moment in concert. So she's singing something a cappella, just something randomly. And someone in the audience literally was like, hold on, start over.
And she stopped.
Hold on, start over.
I didn't start recording.
Oh my god.
And she's
god.
Singing. She's like, wait, did you just say hold on, start over? I didn't start recording. And they got silent because they were like, what the fuck?
Like, she's like, called out.
She's like, that's fucking hilarious. She's like, hold on, let me know when your camera's ready. And then she's like, no, I really, she's like, that's so funny to me. And like, it was almost like, was she going to be a diva and be like, why the fuck is your phone on when I'm performing? Because that could be happening too. But she was like, no, I think that's so funny. Like, let me know when you're done. Like, are you ready? Yeah. She's like, and they're like, we're ready. She's like, okay, cool. And she started, she stopped everything and started from the top. I was like, that's great.
And that was like a small room where she was doing a cappella.
Yeah, but small. Like, I just love, she's like, yeah, I hear you guys. I see you guys like all the time. She's like, I think that's hilarious. Like, yeah, let me know when your phone is ready. I'll totally start over. So that takes some balls to tell me to stop singing.
So you can start recording. Really shit themselves, to be honest, we're like, ooh,
yeah,
I didn't know.
Well, they said nothing after that until like they realized that she wasn't being mad. Because at first she was like, "Did you just say stop singing because I didn't start recording?" And she like looks at the audience and she's like, "No, I think that's hilarious." She's like, "Let me know when you're ready to start. That's great."
That's cute. I do. I don't know, I just like her more and more.
Me too.
Although it does bother me when I go to a concert and someone's recording everything. If it was small, small enough where she could hear you say, I'm not recording yet, that's kind of a different story.
Yeah.
It was probably for like super fans or something.
They did time it though very well. It was one of those Britney Spears, who is it? Because that was a huge fucking situation, but they timed it just then where no one was going to say anything at all and they knew. She's like, the fuck? Oh.
All right then.
And she lip syncs this pretty bitch. But yeah, I was cracking up. She was like, no, that's, I think that's so funny. And like, are you ready to record now? Because I can start whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's get to some real shade.
Yes.
Because I love standing people and I love loving people as much as I love cutting them down. But
because I will have do both. Show.
I will do both.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Hollywood is a fucked up place, and I really love calling people out on their shit, and I love it when people get owned, like the director of Predator, who also directed Iron Man 3, by the way. Fox executives stepped in and cut out an entire scene in Predator after the director had hired his friend, who's a registered sex offender, who had attempted to seduce a 14-year-old girl online.
Disgusting.
He went to jail for several months for that, and he is a registered sex
offender.
How
was that even a several months situation?
Because they
question.
Never met in person, I don't think. He was just writing
her. Oh, that's so gross. Like,
so it was attempted, but he still got time out of it. And he's still a sex offender for life. Once you're a sex offender...
True, yeah, that shit'll go away.
For life.
Yeah.
That's like herpes. Once you got that shit, it ain't going nowhere.
Okay,
but the crazy thing is that you can get, like, a sexual offender for, like, peeing in public. And I know I've been drunk so many times in West Hollywood, and I've pissed... outside.
Yeah. Oh,
but not next to a 14-year-old.
Right. No, but but if you're like in a school zone, even if it's at night.
Uh-huh, it's true.
School zone. Yeah. I had a friend who was 19, dating a 17-year-old. The 17-year-old's parents found out that he was a gay. And
a gay.
And turned him in. And because my friend was 19... is now a registered sex offender rest of his life because he was having a consensual relationship
That's
with
17 ridiculous.
At 19.
Oh.
So,
That's
you know,
awful.
A couple years difference makes a huge.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, he was writing to knowingly a grown man writing to a knowingly 14-year-old girl, talking a lot of sex stuff, what he would like to do to her, how much he would like to be with her. All this stuff. It's like, oh, it's wrong, and we know it's wrong, but I really want you.
Oh,
like,
God, what the Romeo and Juliet is going on.
The thing is, to me,
on.
Like, there's no way in hell I could ever look at anyone even younger than me. Like, a 21-year-old, to me, I just...
No,
like,
I'm just like, you're a child,
I was like,
I
no,
can't.
I'm like, I have to teach you stuff, and I'm just not in the mood.
Like, you're ordering fucking Adios, motherfuckers. I can't fucking...
Yeah,
can't
I'm like, what'd you drink at the bar?
You?
If it's like an Adios or a Long Island, you're done.
Well, what I just think is... fucked up is, okay, if I had a friend, you know what, I wouldn't even put it hypothetically. I did have someone that I knew who actually was a promoter and used to do the Brady Bunch over at this little place over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was caught with child porn.
Stop.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not friends anymore.
I mean, I would hope not.
And there was, like, some of his friends wanted to do, like, a whole GoFundMe or whatever for his...
For legal, what?
For his legal fees.
Stop.
Oh, hell no.
Uh-uh. I'm not supporting this, or him, or you, or...
And I judge everybody who gave money to that.
No.
Sorry, but no. This is someone who I can no longer
associate
with. First
of all, that is disgusting. Secondly, we have a podcast to support. if any money's going anywhere, it's going right to this goddamn show.
Yes!
Rich and
Rose.
Exactly.
Yeah, please, go fund us. Well, this director obviously did not feel that way, and has actually cast this person in 3 of his other movies. But do you know who blew the whistle and called the Fox executives? Olivia Munn.
Said, yes!
No, bitch! Because she had to do a scene with him.
Good for her!
And she knew all about the situation and was like, you know what? Fuck this.
That's ridiculous.
Olivia Munn doesn't give a fuck, by the way.
If you saw her, you know who she is.
She used to be... She was in X-Men. She was Psylocke. She was Psylocke.
No.
She has a dark hair.
Yeah,
really
dark hair,
pretty.
Fair skin, very pretty.
She's
Olivia Munn.
Yeah, she used to actually be this host of a show called G4.
Oh my gosh, she was! Yeah. I totally forgot about
she
that.
She looks
did not
a little
make,
different now.
Did
oh, yeah.
not even
yes.
make
she
the,
a few
the correlation.
She says she's using some really good skincare products.
Yeah, that's so much. So much. Botox and Juvederm.
Exactly.
She's
a gorgeous woman.
Yeah, I can see all that.
That's so funny.
But she has changed a little bit over.
Yeah, you know, it happens. Metamorphosis.
The proactive she's been using.
Yeah.
It's fine. She looks great, but
more money than me. Is
but she said fuck that shit and is the one who rang the alarm and and then owned up to it. Like, yep, I did that.
Yep. Oh, that was me.
Hey. It wasn't just like in a report. She was like, yep. Hey,
yep,
I did that shit.
That.
That was me. Yep, because I...
Because he's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
So fuck him.
Ugh. Okay, you know who else? Actually, this is someone that I love, hate, because I actually fucking love Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't know why.
You do?
I don't know why.
Ugh.
She's a frat.
I think we would have a, like, crack open a bottle of wine, we'd have a
great
time.
Oh, gosh, he'd be
and then she'd charge you for...
You also have to realize that I am... a very uptight white person, so this is...
right up your alley.
She wouldn't even allow me in the room with her.
You?
No, that's true. I
Let's just be honest.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
I'm a black man in sweats right now. Holy.
But she loves Jay-Z.
Yeah, because he has all the money.
Because he owns everything. Probably a share of her at this point.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
She probably owns Apple. Literally her child.
Look,
I just have always felt she has a sense of humor, but I am becoming more and more...
She's not Victoria Beckham. No, she does not. She's horrible.
Yeah, no.
I'm becoming more and more, allergic to her because of... Mainly because of Goop.
My spell is breaking on you.
Mainly because of Goop. You know, I feel like,
$150 t-shirt is a little bit extravagant.
Not only that, but Goop doesn't do that. Goop sells a psychic vampire repellent.
Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm. Psychic vampire.
For people who try to steal your energy. This mist, this $56 or $75 mist
that you
spritz over yourself, that's probably water,
yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
But
yes.
This gets into the area of unregulated supplements, healthcare claims that are just... ridiculous
bogus.
And not true. Totally bogus.
Taking
advantage of people. I'm
still pissed at the $150 fucking t-shirt, but continue.
She had, and still continues to sell, by the way,
mm-hmm.
a product line that are vaginal crystal eggs.
Yeah.
Because crystals. Health! These crystal eggs were supposed to, like, improve your period and make you a better lover.
Yes,
and, like,
and increase
tune your
orgasms,
body with the moon.
Also decrease depression.
But I'm like, if you're...
I saw one comment... on the blog that I follow say that they should decrease depression for upper middle class white women who are feeling sad at the moment because they listened to a bad episode of NPR.
Here's what really baffles me is that someone would actually buy a crystal egg to stick up
their
vagina.
Yeah, I'm like, are you so loose?
Like, you know, well, you know, they gotta put tampons and things up there all the time.
But not egg shaped.
Like, I'm thinking I'm thinking like a Fabergé egg. Like,
well,
a bigger
egg. Butt
plugs.
I'm looking at our microphone.
My ass, honey.
I'm looking at our microphone cover right now.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what?
I don't know, but they were.
I've seen shitty porn. I mean, things can go in there. A baby comes out of it.
A baby does come out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're like.
But that's also
but
different.
They're like cramping for like.
Yeah. And usually they rip too. But anyway, the point is.
They do.
So glad I'm gay.
That they got sued because of the vaginal egg claims. And lo and behold, they couldn't support any of the claims that it improved your sex
that
life.
Sticking a magical egg up your vagina would suddenly make you a better woman.
Some red flags were raised.
You know, I thought the internet would bring about an age of people knowing things and being more educated. Nope.
No, they're
people
just,
are just as
just
fucking
as
stupid as they were when I was a child.
It's perpetuating even more stupidity. I've actually seen more idiotic things online than I've ever known to be true.
People are so
flat
fucking
earth
gullible.
Theories. I've seen diagrams.
Wet? Is water wet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly. I heard someone argue that on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I need a drink. I cannot even listen to you.
That water wasn't wet?
They're like, is water wet? And I literally got up and I was like, I need a drink. I'd like to bring two tequila shots.
It is
and
the essence of wetness.
Yeah. It's God.
So that's what's pissing me off about her. And don't get me wrong, like, make your money, girl. But don't fool people. You don't need trickery. People would buy that $100 crystal egg anyways.
She's a high-class fucking infomercial at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just be real with it.
She is.
Selling gimmicks to people who are gullible and willing to pay for it.
On HSN.
Well, and not necessarily, I mean, yes, some people are gullible, but also some people are really looking for answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They might have an autoimmune disease. They might have whatever. They might have issues with their husband, or maybe they have, you know, a wide-set vagina and a really big flood.
And they really, really felt for her in 7 when she died, so they feel for her in a way.
So they read this, and they're thinking, this is it's not conventional, but, you know, they're telling
me
this.
Try anything.
Yeah, they're and
if
people
she
don't
survived
always...
Brad Pitt, she can survive anything.
Well, they done paid over $175,000 in
fees.
Retribution to the people who bought these products and had brought the lawsuit. But the thing is, they're still selling them on their website,
which I think is just bizarre, like
fucking.
But here's
weird.
The thing, though: like, if you know everything is happening, and then you still go and buy, and you spend however much, $102 plus $100 to do it, I'm like, you're just a schmuck at this point.
Well, like, but that's again the thing about the internet. Like, here's another example that happens a lot in the health industry: is one of the products that people believe in is a form of like a silver.
Oh, yeah.
Silver what?
Right?
The colloidal
silver. Colloidal silver.
Yeah.
What is that?
Colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
Sex silver, I don't know.
So colloidal silver is a very small amount of actual silver diluted in
whatever
water that you're supposed to use. Oh, you have a toothache? Colloidal silver. Oh, you have an earache? Mm-hmm. Put it in your ear. Oh, you have that? Drink it. Oh, you have, like,
it's
a cure-all.
Element. It's healthy.
It's a cure-all. Do you know what? Your body is not supposed to have heavy metals in it.
No, it's not.
So there's not even enough silver in there to do anything, because if there was, you would get sick.
Yeah.
And then number two, your body doesn't need heavy metals. I mean, yes, your body
does. We
are not
X-Men.
Natural. Natural. Like, naturally. Not added by you or not by a doctor.
I mean, granted, copper. But the
point
is.
Yeah, but still, yes.
It's bullshit.
And people really believe that shit. You can't convince them otherwise. Once they have decided colloidal silver helped me with my toothache, it is done. And I do think there's a mind-body connection, for sure.
Yeah.
And if that has helped you,
also
if it's not harming
effect.
You...
Yeah, then you're
and the
more
placebo
power
effect,
the
exactly.
The placebo effect, 100%.
But some of these things could harm you. I mean,
think
about, we're talking about a vaginal egg. What happens if that slips up the wrong way?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What happens if it cracks?
Or if you're allergic to whatever material the fuck is made out of, you don't know.
All of a sudden you can't have sex for the next year.
Something shouldn't be inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
No, dick is always going to be exciting. That's always true. A good thing, I promise. But you.
Not all dick.
True. Yeah.
I'm just really upset because this, you know, just basically kills my unicorn crystal anal egg. So
I'm more upset that you actually like Gwyneth Paltrow, but continue. Yeah. Next segment.
Just think she's funny. Less and less. Okay, back to someone we love. Chadwick.
Aww.
My T'Challa.
He never faces.
Oh, he won GQ's
international... and yeah, back at the show.
He won GQ's International Man of the Year, an award he was given by Chris Hemsworth.
Aww, that's cute.
And is getting a lot of attention. We talked about him last week because he was really instrumental in not only in the dialect, but actually literally speaking the African language, which
instead
they then
translated.
Instead of
being fucking British.
Well, the dialect, not being British. But
no,
also...
he's not.
They speak in the movie with clicks and shit.
Yeah.
So, like, that was also him, too. So he's getting a lot of attention and accolades lately.
Another someone of a particular age who looks amazing.
Yes. He's, what, 30?
No, he's 42, 40, I think. Yeah. Yeah, and looks like he's all of 28.
He's 42.
Yes.
That is good. 42.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because I really think 40s are the new, like, 30s and 30s.
I think everyone's just taking care of themselves a lot better now.
Everyone's
it's
vegan,
great.
Gluten-free, and dairy-free.
Like, there are no, like, age lines now. You see some 23-year-olds that are rough 23.
You do see some rough 20-year-olds.
No,
but
yeah.
There's hope. People are often surprised when I tell them how old I actually am. But, you know, I
was actually surprised.
Speaking 23-year-olds.
Yes. But I also have taken care of myself, and I've also taken advantage of living in LA, and yes, getting those great facials, laser work. Trust me, guys, laser work.
Is amazing.
Get it. and never having anything tucked or pulled or whatever, but I don't think there's...
Not above the waist.
Anything... no.
He's been tucked and pulled all down below the waist.
Yes.
By various people.
Time and time
who
again.
Who shall remain nameless at this moment?
Wait till my tell-all book. Wait till the contract expires.
Don't scare all of our old guests away, Wes.
Right? if they stay this long, they're fine. They're going to be here.
I said guests, not listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm just saying, wait till the contract expires. The non-disclosure that I signed several years ago.
We have a very, very, very special episode of this show.
I please want to be here for this. I will bring vodka.
We'll
for
have an audience. Actual studio audience at that point. Popcorn and all.
It's time for nerd news. I don't have a lot for nerd news this week. The one thing that we both bumped on was the first look at Captain Marvel. I think everyone probably saw that EW spread.
I'm sorry, that was... far too hyped. Brie tweeted, "Hey, Entertainment Weekly, are you ready to break the internet?" My internet didn't even crack. It was a typical Marvel fucking suit.
Well, yes. I mean it wasn't like they revealed something.
There wasn't a trailer. It was behind the scenes photos. Literally the same damn suits that
we've already seen
fucking the last 10 years. Nothing was.
We've also already seen that suit in paparazzi
photos. Yes, so I'm just like,
well, now we saw
what
the,
internet
now we saw
breaking,
the Photoshop version.
Mine's not even cracking right now. I'm confused. But
Overhyped. And then, like you said, it felt like every other Marvel costume. It could be Ant-Man. It could be the Wasp.
Literally.
It could
the same military-style situation made of leather with
the little,
yes.
Texturized shit, and then the sort of unnecessary little, you know,
embellishments
and
it's like a BMX fucking jumpsuit.
I think it's fine for if it were an original costume.
Yeah,
you know, like it looks good. It fits her.
I mean,
well.
It looks good.
She's
I'm,
great.
I'm
her
happy
tits aren't hanging all over the place.
Yeah, I'm happy a
and
woman
she's
has
not,
something that
you know.
Looks like it's comfortable to wear.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you, props Marvel for that. But I'm like, I don't know what this whole break the internet thing was about, because it was just a jumpsuit. It
really sort of looks like every other costume.
Should have been the Wasp jumpsuit.
Yeah.
The Wasp jumpsuit?
Yeah, it looks almost identical.
What's a Wasp?
No, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Another character.
I
didn't care for that.
Here's the Captain Marvel figure that they've actually put out. If that was the suit, that would be fucking awesome. Yeah. Ass.
It's not the suit.
That is
no. But no, that
it's a figurine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's really like lifelike. It's supposed to be like life size.
It's a figurine. No, it's like a little. They do like collectors do these really sculpted, amazing figurines.
Okay.
And like this.
That would be awesome.
Like
I'd be like, okay, cool.
So what's the
cage?
Look like?
The costume actually looks like
every other Marvel costume ever besides Black Panther.
Yes.
No, I mean really,
yes,
Black Panther.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
No, really, Black Panther is the one costume that doesn't look like
right.
something that a military gave to you.
Like
to...
this would be hot.
Yeah, that would
that
be
looks hot.
Yeah.
If you guys search Captain Marvel, you'll see one of the figurines. It's the Marvel Premium Format figurine. But when you actually look at the costume, here's the EW cover.
That is so basic.
Thank you, exactly. Like I said, every other Marvel costume ever, besides Black Panther. Because Black Panther is the only costume that isn't that type of we came from a military situation and here's your costume.
But even the texture and stuff on the costume just sort of looks
cheap.
Like the detailing
it
doesn't
looks
look.
Very much, it's very basic. It's your standalone superhero costume that you expect from Marvel now.
Yeah,
so I don't know what she's talking about breaking the internet about, but okay.
I still want to see the movie. I'm still interested, but give us something we can be excited about.
Because that was not breaking anyone's internet whatsoever.
And who is she supposed to be?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Who I actually know nothing about, but I guess she's one of the
Captain Marvel is supposed to be one of the most powerful.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason it's going to take place in the 1990s is because she's more of like an intergalactic type superhero. She's more on the lines of like a Green Lantern or Silver Surfer, or like a lot of Captain Marvel storylines are not always tied to Earth.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like very like spaceships and shit like that. So it probably will be a really cool sci-fi movie, which is definitely a change.
Yeah.
I just wish the costume was more interesting, and
there's nothing about that. That screams like, oh, wow, that looks great.
Yeah. We did see the Skrulls were going to be in the movie. Do you guys know anything about the Skrulls?
I know nothing about this character.
So
and that's why I expected to be wowed, because of that reason.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think a lot of people are the same boat as me. They're
right.
Like, what the fuck is a Captain Marvel?
And yet they're building it up as this big thing, and then you're like,
sorry. You're like, that's just the same costume concept I've seen forever.
Well, the Skrulls kind of looked
alien-esque, right?
Alien-esque,
like
green, pointy ears. The Skrulls are a race that actually can shapeshift, so there could be some interesting stuff kind of played out in the movie with, you know, deceptions and double crosses and all this stuff, but we'll see. The Skrulls might play into the next Avengers movie as well. And,
okay.
You know, we'll see what happens with that. If you guys if you guys are not on social media,
then why the hell are you on this show?
I know, I don't even understand
you. Where have you been the last 10 years?
But I want to bring your attention to Jonathan Bell. Jonathan Belle. That's at Jonathan Bell at Twitter. He posted some of these amazing cosplay pics of him as Superman.
Yes, gorgeous. Oh. Insanely done.
The costume is appears to be like a handmade costume.
It looked better than the other girl's costume.
Yes,
it actually did.
That's what we're talking about right now. Yes.
I can't say I'm a super fan of that particular costume with the belt. Like,
me either.
The guys.
It's okay.
I mean, it could,
you know,
the
I'll say this,
waist
I'm
going to
get flagged for this, but I've never been a fan of the Superman costume in general.
That one, that last one, like, he filled it out very nicely. But they had to keep remaking it though. Like every day, like he just got like just so big.
I always liked the black
costume. That's the body suit. That was publicity. Yeah.
Well, regardless of that, actually, I mean, no, the Superman costume is, you know, iconic in some ways, but more power to him because this has like texture on the fabric.
This is a shot it's I'm
interesting.
About.
Oh yes,
the behind the scenes.
I saw that one. See when yes.
You're shooting. Oh, that is cute.
Yeah.
This has the cape. It does have the detailing is great. Even though, like I said, this isn't my favorite costume, the detailing is really well done.
Yeah,
it is a great looking costume.
I don't like where that belt sits, though. Like now, it's bothering me.
The belt situation, yes.
It looks like he's sagging on the outfit. It's weird. Like,
but being that he is a black man, he has been getting a.
So the black man right next to you.
That's what I'm saying. Like black man winning.
He's been getting some interesting response to it. I mean, yes, if you don't see it, be it. That's obviously a great message. But what I've seen a lot of is like, oh, it's a black Superman. Or like, even though it's positive.
Yeah.
It's still not just letting him be negativity. Superman.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like, oh my God, it's a great Superman.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, black Superman.
And like,
why has it got to be black Superman?
Let me go ahead and be petty and be Captain Marvel.
Right? Yes.
No, I mean, like, I can see both points. Like, you know, it's a step win for, like, black people. Like, we can be Superman. But, like, again, like, it's just another Superman. But at the same time, wouldn't we be kind of, like, surprised if it was, like, Asian, like, Superman?
I've seen Asian Super. There's a pretty well-known cosplayer that does Superman. That's an Asian dude. But I don't actually hear him referred to as the Asian Superman because his skin is a lot closer
fair.
To
yeah.
Anyways, a win for black people once again. Ding ding.
Absolutely, and yeah. I think that I guess where I'm going with this is, you know, the creativity and all that stuff. Like I you don't need to call him black Superman,
right?
He is Superman. Yeah. That is Superman. He is Superman. It's not another reality.
No, half of the shots are better than the ones that fucking Marvel released.
I know, better than the EW spread. Mm-hmm. So, and I do think, too, I would really encourage people, if you're a cosplayer or you want to start cosplaying, if you have a favorite character and it crosses some sort of gender line or whatever, fucking go for it.
Do it.
I would, though, say to my fellow white people is to be sensitive and just be mindful of the types of characters that you portray as well, because I think that's
ask for an opinion before you walk out the door.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's all. Yes. That's all.
It's all it takes.
More than one, preferably.
That's all.
More than one.
And it's the sex question of the week.
Ooh,
that was quick.
That's not what he said.
We were sort of talking about sexual pet peeves, and again, to clarify, a pet peeve is something that bothers
you. Don't know.
Yeah, if you
what
don't know,
what do
if you
they
don't
think
know,
it is?
Now you know.
A pet peeve.
We don't know.
Not,
we nip it in the bud before we even have any questions.
It's just a minor annoyance that, for whatever reason, was really irritating. Like it's something.
It really
stupid
fork on a plate. Oh my God! Someone put that on Instagram. I nearly cringed. I was like,
Well, this one is about leaving your socks on during sex. Also, I'd like to apologize for all the people that I accidentally sent a sock emoji to. I literally sent a sock emoji to like three different people by accident because I was trying to paste it in the poll, but I couldn't find it. In the emojis, so I
There's
wrote it.
There's a sock emoji? That's why I'm laughing.
Yes.
About.
So I wrote, so if you write.
How did I miss that?
If you write an emoji into your text message,
like
and then press the emoji button.
People's names
it'll,
pop up.
It'll turn it into the emoji, or you press it and it turns it into the emoji. Well, I did that, and then every time I did it, I sent it by accident, because usually when I press an emoji, I just send it. That's my response.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it, I forgot to copy it. And so then I did it to someone else and sent it again.
Sincerest apologies. apologies.
Yeah, actually, you know, you can actually copy a message after you send it. So I really didn't need to keep sending the sock emoji to various people.
The more you know.
The point is, there's a sock emoji, and if I sent you one today, sorry. Also, how do you feel about people wearing socks during sex? For some, I have one particular friend I'm thinking of who this is like a deal breaker. If you
leave
your socks on, like if sexy times and you're hooking up with somebody and you're getting naked and they leave their fucking socks on, they're like, I'm done.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me?
No, they can't.
Really?
They can't.
Come on now.
They can't take it.
I mean, y'all know my answer, but...
It's me. No, I'm just kidding. It just bothers them. They're like, if you're going to get naked, just get fucking naked.
I can understand that to a point, only because, like, you want to see, like, do they have, like, hammer toes? And if you're like, am I really going to get fucked by
someone I'm not, like, that's hammer the toes? Last thing I'm looking at when I'm actually, like, with
I know,
you
don't even like feet.
I hate feet, so, but I don't even want to see them half the time, but...
You, like, leave them on.
Leave them on.
He doesn't massage my feet, outside.
I'll pay for you to get massage for your feet. I do not want to touch them myself. I don't like 15 feet. Minutes. We have a movie to catch.
Oh, my God. Well... We asked our audience on Instagram and on Twitter, and some people were saying it depends. Like, is he a married man with kids? Then
what?
Yes, leave the socks
what?
On.
What?
It's an aesthetic, people.
What? What?
Meanwhile...
What?
We're, like, battling, like, octaves right now.
I'm literally clutching pearls that I do not have right
and
now.
And this
what?
Is why we're together.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, if he was like a married
what
dude.
Does
what?
I don't know, it's an aesthetic.
But
in what porn?
I'm just lost. I'm just lost like the marriedness
like,
and
it
then...
could be hot if
Al Bundy's a married man with children.
I mean, if you're gonna do that, keep the ring on while you have sex. That's the hot part, I guess. Like, but
ew,
socks?
No.
I mean, if you're gonna do it and you know the situation, like do your situation. Like, be bad as it is. But like socks?
I'll have a coffee after this show.
Well, socks while getting it on. Our Instagram audience said, overwhelming, no. 62%, yeah. 38%, they were fine with that. They didn't have a problem.
What?
Meanwhile, on Twitter, 60%, pretty much in alignment with the Instagram crowd, said, no, don't leave your socks on during sex. What's wrong with you? 40% were like, whatever, I don't care. No one would own up to it. 0% said I do this.
That's such a lie.
Thank you, Derek, yeah. Because every week we call out these bitches.
Oh yeah,
and we love you guys. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you all 23,000 of you guys now.
But,
I downloaded last month. We
yeah,
love you, but
y'all are liars.
Yeah, like
you're lying.
Some of y'all leave your socks on. Come on.
Here's my thing. As long as you leave your socks on, as long as I get the dick, why are you concerned with my feet? Like, we're getting the dick. Like, I don't...
I will say this. If you're dating and you don't ever see the person's feet, that's a different story. Mm. I'm like, what's going on, like, in there? But I'm not concerned about your fucking socks.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have holes in your socks. I mean, like, don't let it be torn up socks, okay? Then
and
I
don't
have,
let your
fucking
toes
then I have
be
problem.
Paused.
If
like,
you're leaving on your whole socks...
That's
like,
a different situation.
Nasty socks.
But...
Yeah. Like, cum rag socks.
Your socks are literally the last thing that I'm caring about because that's the last thing that's going to come off of you.
And what if it's winter? What if you're in the cabin? Like, it's cold.
And I have very
sensitive
feet.
You live in LA. I don't know. I personally, like...
If it's chilly, my bottom row of teeth get cold. If there are any doctors out there listening, please tell me I'm not going to die.
We were with one earlier tonight.
Don't WebMD that.
I'm sorry, your cousin was talking way too much for me to even get a word in edgewise.
Sorry, Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you? Thanks for listening to the show. No, but literally, like, back in the day when I, like, would have, like, hardwood floors and it'd be, like, cold, I would touch...
The ground.
Yeah. With my bare foot, and my bottom row teeth would start being sore, like, sensitive teeth sore.
Oh,
so
yeah, I get really chilly.
I usually have just socks on, unless it's like summer, then they're off. And either way, but if you're always on, I've never seen your feet.
That's an issue.
That's a problem.
I will do like there's a point where I just stop giving a fuck about anything, and occasionally
yes,
like today, like obviously I have my like how shoes, like how shoes on, Top and I'm class. Just like doing whatever.
Oh, no, don't worry.
No shoes.
He makes fun of me all the time.
But there are plenty of times where I have socks on, and I'm wearing these. Look at these old man grandpa shoes. Look at this shit.
He and makes I will fun wear socks with these ankle socks. Like,
I don't care.
My
I don't
thong.
Care. I don't fucking care.
I don't care either. This is why we have the show.
I have the, like, I swear, I was, like, so stoned one night. Like, we, like, one of the, like, when we very first started dating, he wore, like, flip-flop, like, sandals.
To go outside to get the mail or something.
Right.
To open, like, open the door, whatever. Socks.
Yeah.
And I literally, like, could not stop he laughing. Like, just, like, his up. Feet and, like, the little slip-on.
They're not little. They're the same size as my feet. They're both a size 12.
13, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now they're 12s.
Yeah. But I have noticed, though, black people, self included, have kept socks on during sex. And, like, but, like, I've
never. You always have socks on. But I have seen your feet, though. That's
yeah, like, we've taken showers.
I usually never have socks
right.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I just leave socks on. Like, you just do. Like, so I sometimes when I do get cold, some like randomly, and I, like my feet are the first things to get cold for sure.
Yeah.
But like, I've got
some. See, I normally don't have socks on,
but I have two socks.
I will up until a point of irritation.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be a certain temperature. I'll go to sleep, or we'll be doing things or whatever. Then afterwards, I'm just like, things fucking things
yeah.
off of me. Like,
oh yeah, same. Like I definitely, you know, because my feet will just get. Warm.
Yeah,
it's like fuck this.
I'm just like, oh, they feel uncomfortable. It's like, get the fuck off of me.
But yeah. I also feel like you. Well, as we've talked about many times on the show, I, you know, particularly like gear and clothing, and you know, kind of like the person who was like, "Is it a married man?" Like, I totally, like, I totally got it. You know what I mean? Like, I totally got what he meant. You yeah. know, like the dad in the socks and
oh,
the fucking, you know, tank top with the basketball shorts, and you're like, yes, just pull the shorts down.
Like
fuck
a
me,
dad
you know?
Or a daddy,
like a daddy dad.
So like
a dad,
bod
like a dad,
dad,
like a dad daddy.
We're all the
like daddy.
Like
we can all be
like
a dad if
this
has
father
children.
Okay,
like
I think we can
children.
All be at the point to where we can all be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said,
but
I mean, let's
long,
just be honest.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
As long as the sex is good, who really gives a fuck? At the
end
of
but
the
I
day,
also think like gear is hot, like boots or jock strap or high tops or
what is
you know
the what about harness?
Harnesses?
Harness.
Yeah. I'm not a harness person.
I
wait, let me backtrack. I don't know if I'm a harness person. I've never thought about it. I don't think I'm a harness person.
Like
I'm buying my
for
harness
yourself
for
or for someone else? Because if someone else has the right,
yeah,
if someone has the right gear, it's all
and
just
the right
sense
and
right.
I honestly
and
never had the opportunity to even be with someone with it on or have me wear one.
Folsom Street Fair 2019.
Okay. Like, what I do like are the kind of athletic looking ones, not the whole leather.
Oh, like
ones.
The neoprene.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those look awesome. Those I like.
Yeah. They're like really tied and squish everything together.
Yeah.
I actually have this guy who is like me, like loves gear and stuff like that. And like he really loves like whatever kind of. Because I have a lot of buttless underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And he just really loves, like, he will come over and I never even take my underwear off. Like, he.
Well, you don't need to.
I don't.
I mean, especially with assless. Like.
Yeah, I really don't need to. And it's so hot. Like, it is really, really hot. And it also, like, really turns him on. Like, and it's like all the clothes don't even have to come off. Like, in fact, that kind of makes it hotter that all the clothes don't come off.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're pulling things this way and, you know,
I mean,
like
Halloween
it's
last year. Don't get us started.
Some costumes got ripped.
Oh, nothing got ripped.
Oh,
no.
That's good. Yeah.
Nothing got
You're
ripped.
You're like, no, not my movie accurate.
You know me. Like, none of my costumes get ripped.
Yeah, because that was a mission to get. Like, we are not ripping out. That was a
mission
to find.
That was a Batman into a head roll into.
Uh-huh.
A shablam to get that thing off, but no.
But it was very good. Like,
it was good. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think, like, I get it, especially if feet are your thing, and that really bothers you that someone has socks on. I understand.
It's not my thing.
I think the reason our audience was like, no, is because they're thinking of that, like, white,
I am too.
Sock.
Yeah.
the really bad, you know, like where someone's naked and like I've seen porn like that where you're like, take your fucking socks off.
Let me tell you about that. I hate white socks in general.
Period.
I don't even own any.
I hate white socks. I can look at someone in a pair of black socks up to their calves with like sneakers and like gym shorts and be like, whatever. Cool.
Sure. Yeah.
White ones, socks, I'm just like, ew.
That's a turnoff. Yeah. I'd be like,
ooh. It's not about what's actually covering, it's about the color.
Yeah. Like those ugly
white ones. Ain't right when it comes to socks. Sorry. No.
Yeah. My mom gives me shit for it all the time. She'd be like, oh, why do you, like, these are old man socks. I was like, I don't know, girl. Like,
I don't even wear white
socks,
underwear.
Black socks. I don't wear white. No.
White, for some reason, for me, just...
When it comes to socks.
It should scream pristine. To me, it screams dirty.
And white,
like,
underwear.
I don't care what...
Like, white, tidy whiteys?
Tidy whiteys are the worst.
I don't care how hot you are.
Like,
no one can wear
anything to make white... Stained is the thing. Yeah, like, well, I can scrub
also,
against,
like white kind of gets dingy.
Yeah, it never looks the same as it as when
yellowish,
it's brand new. I'm just,
or,
I'm,
you know. Mm. Well, I mean, I do have white furniture, but I bleach that shit. So everything is white.
That's a different
white
story.
White, no,
like white
fuck out of that shit.
White,
yeah, white
socks,
underwear,
like,
white socks. It gets dingy. White
even clothing.
Yeah.
I have maybe 3 articles of white clothing. Period.
I have a few, and I keep those in, like, a real pristine section.
You have
they're,
to.
They're separated from
put
the colors.
Put a plastic over
one
that shit.
One of them is a pretty shirt you bought me for my birthday.
Yeah.
I will say, though, like a crisp white button-down shirt with a pair of blue jeans is always a look.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
But it has to be, like, you bought that shirt that fucking day.
Oh, absolutely,
day,
yes.
And it is
as
brand fucking new. It's glowing.
Yeah. I have a plethora of white V-necks I throw out, and then I rebuy a white V-neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's get dandy.
Like, I feel like, I would probably spend probably $40, $50 on a really good, white, nice t-shirt just because that shit will last forever. Like, you, like...
So you
would,
think.
No, there have been some. Like, I have a Zara shirt that I have a black one.
Mm-hmm.
No. I have washed that shit. That shit has been through everything in life.
Do you remember The Gap?
I do. They're known for the white shirt.
Like, just basic shit, like white t-shirts, but they actually didn't get... Dirty.
No, they are the definition of white shirts. Gap,
well,
we're looking for our sponsorship.
I mean,
not
anymore, because they, you know, like everything else. Okay, what else sex wise? What could someone wear or like come to bed in where you're like, what the fuck?
Oversized boxers.
Yeah. No.
I'm not a boxer man in general. I love me some boxer briefs.
Yeah.
But I can deal boxers if they're like kind of form fitting, but those weird oversized,
oh, the
like,
square,
like it's like a dress,
grandpa,
like the 1940s style.
Like, what the
like,
fuck are you doing?
How do those even go under pants?
And I'm like, if you're wearing skinny
and
jeans,
why?
But then
why
you,
even
but
bother
then, like,
to
you,
wear them?
You
no.
insist on
everything.
You insist on showing them off. Like I just don't get like you.
I don't
cute,
get it.
Like
they're covering nothing.
They're
your dick's
sleepwear.
Probably gonna pop out of the front
they're
anyway.
Sleepwear.
So it's not like
yeah. But you're even then, why not just sleep naked?
Naked? Yeah, sleep naked.
But I
like
know
this.
Guys who love those, like those kind of boxers. That I think that's
on
super
the right
hot.
Person, on the right guy.
They're like, oh,
on
pulling
the right
down
guy.
A little bit. Oh, they're so hot. Like guys are. You know, I belong to too many underwear groups. The point is,
no, with the right
the
guy.
One
those
thing
can work.
That you hate, somebody else loves
true.
It. I will say, like for me. I always know, like, if someone wears a t-shirt to bed, I know they're really self-conscious.
Aww, that would be sad.
And I would really, like, if I'm hooking
yeah,
up with someone,
time.
I think you're attractive.
Yeah.
Like,
will you pull their shirt off?
On occasion,
I have.
Because I like body-to-body contact.
Yeah.
And if I'm making contact with my whole chest and my abdomen with a shirt, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not.
So what I'll usually do is I'll pull it up about halfway.
Yeah.
So our stomachs touch.
Yeah.
And then once we kind of have that
situation
warmth
yeah.
and that feeling and it's clear that I'm
into
liking
yeah.
that, then it might come off.
Yeah, you don't
but
just,
I don't,
like, strip them.
Jump
but I don't
situation.
Push it. No.
Good.
But it's something that does bother me because I know immediately if someone doesn't take their shirt off,
there's their
self-conscious,
like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there before. Like, I was, like, a bigger dude before, and, like, when you're like, oh, I still don't know, like,
But like I said, they will let you know.
Yeah.
They will let you know.
Oh, yeah. Because if you try to go belly to belly and not having it.
And they're kind of like pulling that shit down, like, then you know you're fucking with the wrong one.
Yeah. Sure. Which even then, like, I get it. If you're self-conscious, like, it's not like I'm going to leave, but. Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I don't see that coming.
Yeah, but that's
the sad part. Some people do. Which is horrible. Yeah. Like,
and if that
there are dicks out there.
If that has happened to anyone out there, like, I feel bad for you, but they were the assholes.
Mm-hmm.
1,000% they are the assholes.
100%. Oh, we've talked about that many times.
And
on
if
the
you
show
are the
well.
Asshole listening right now, you can unsubscribe.
Feel bad. Like, you
we
like,
can spare a few.
I think I feel bad. Yeah. Feel bad
because a soft guy can rock your fucking world.
I'm just you know what's funny, there's someone I like on my Facebook today that is thinner than me, mind you,
and he's Naomi Campbell legs, honey, let me tell you, all the way up to here.
Mm-hmm. And he said, I will never fuck a skinny guy, absolutely not. I'm like, I don't understand that, because if everyone thought the way that you thought, you wouldn't be getting fucked. Like,
right.
But it's also go.
How could?
Well, is that like self-hating, or does he just like a very specific?
I don't know, but I mean, like, type. At the same time, you have
it's
to
a
realize,
weird
you have
thing
to realize
to put out
how
there.
Discriminatory you sound, though.
Yeah,
that's
especially
what a
against
weird,
your own body
yes,
type.
What
it's
a
like,
weird thing to put out there.
Yeah,
I mean, I say I hate white people all the time, but it's because they suck. But
just like men, we, like
right.
Straight women, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. Men fucking suck. Not the gay ones. Some of them.
No, they do. They do sometimes.
They all,
sometimes very
all
well.
Horrible.
But no.
They're all horrible, honestly. But yeah, what a weird thing to put out there. Like, oh, I would never be attracted to someone
like
me.
Yeah, I'm just like, why are you even broadcasting this, first of all? And then to, like, your skin and bones, sweetheart. Like,
yeah.
But the sad part is they probably view themselves as fat or, like, you know, in the gay culture, whatever.
And maybe,
like, they probably think
yeah,
that they
maybe
are too
they
big.
Don't. Maybe they don't find really themselves attractive, or what have you. I mean, you never know what's going on in someone's mind, but
yeah.
But I think it's very social media has put us in a place where unnecessarily we share some weird thoughts.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like people should not
and on a whim.
Some people should not have a record button on their phone. Like, I've seen some shit on like Snapchat, Instagram, and I was just like, there was no reason
but
for
honestly, like, before,
the record
like,
button to go on.
Yeah,
you had a thought about something and you kept that shit to yourself, or to your best friend who was next to
or
you.
Get drunk and just.
Or you were drunk and then you woke up the next morning and that was it. You didn't
and you went to work
put it for the world to see, and all of a sudden, here's your drunken thought.
Mm-hmm.
That made no sense whatsoever, or was offensive, or something else. Which I think is great in some aspects because we call out all the assholes.
Oh, yes. The ability to share
yes.
an experience on social media is amazing, but
and
also,
call out
like,
all
you don't
the
need
assholes.
To do a
but
hourly
also it's
update.
Like,
no one needs to know you found a parking spot.
Yeah.
There's no one needs to know you, like, took a shit this morning.
No one needs to
I
know.
I don't need to know, like, that you got up this morning and you want to thank God. Like,
and things can be also taken the wrong way and taken out of context. Like, there was this thing going on Twitter where, granted, they're two insta-gays and they're, you know, always have the very curated shots,
the face auto-tune,
and they had
the
and the abs auto, although I do
yes.
shit too, whatever, I don't care, I'm gonna look good if I don't put that picture online. They were at this beach and they had this like perfect photo and it looked amazing, and they're like, the caption was like, oh yeah, you know, we were actually kind of nervous to wear, you know, our swimsuits on the beach at this beach, kind of making fun of themselves. And then they're like, but actually, when we look back at this picture, we had a huge argument on the way to the beach. And even though every Instagram photo might look perfect and amazing, there's so much more that's going on behind all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they got read by gay Twitter. Gay Twitter was like, fuck these guys. We hate these guys. Like, they were ripping them to shreds.
Oh my God.
You know, I'm
and it
sorry.
Wasn't presented in the best. Don't get me wrong. Like, when a quote-unquote stereotypically attractive person posts about their own body insecurities, I know how it can sound.
Let me tell you this, not to interrupt at all, but what drives me fucking crazy is, oh my god, I'm so fat. flex.
Right, right,
abs,
right.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, give me a fucking break. Look, I understand we all have our days where we don't feel that great about ourselves, mm-hmm. that we don't feel sexy, attractive, whatever.
You know, you just ate a whole pizza. So
how you about like you just say, look, I'm not feeling that great today.
Yeah.
Don't fucking be like, oh my God, I'm so fat.
Yeah.
There's someone else who is overweight, who's trying to deal with that situation, and you're basically mocking them at that point, and you know you're fucking hot. You know you're fucking have a six-pack
right.
set of abs, and pecs, and biceps, and triceps,
then and shoulders. 4 hours in the gym.
Like, mm-hmm. Calm down. How for about sure. you make more of an impact of saying, you know what, I know how you guys may look at me, but I'm not feeling great about myself today.
But see, that would be trashed. That would be trashed. If you're hot, that would be trashed. When someone who is, again, who fits into a stereotypical whatever mm-hmm. body type admits to their own insecurities, they get bashed for that. They get trashed.
True, but I think that more people would actually take their side versus being like, oh my God, I'm so fat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Flex.
Oh, 100%. Off. Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, come on.
And also, like, it's fine.
Oh, I feel so ugly.
Oh, barf.
Extra
yeah.
fucking angle. Right, this, right. Lighting.
Super
come
lighting.
Fuck on. Like,
it's fine to have a fat girl day and eat an entire pizza for yourself. That's good for you.
And
you know?
The next day and probably the day after that.
Yeah, and to be like, I pigged out today is different
yeah, no.
than I'm so fat.
Yes.
Right, because they're looking to validate themselves.
What
in
I
some
do
way.
Like is there it's is like, this one cosplayer I follow, and I'm sorry I forgot your name, and I will mention you next episode. I promise you.
I want to say do we
no,
like him,
but
we like
he
him?
Is this like conventionally attractive white man with muscles and whatnot, but he's a cosplayer, and he's known for doing very body revealing cosplays and whatnot. But he also very recently was like, look. This was me 4 years ago, and he was very overweight,
mm-hmm.
and it was a, I do this because I'm proud of myself now, not because I'm looking for attention, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, it's like, this is where I came from, this is where I'm at right now,
yes,
like, I hope that anyone that looks like me and who wants to actually get fit, please do, and email me, and whatever, if you want to know, like, how I did it or whatever, but, you know, it wasn't a self-gratifying
situation. He's doing it
situation.
Because he feels comfortable.
Exactly.
Now posting.
And
those
he said
types of
he
photos.
Didn't even feel he didn't even feel comfortable at first. That
right.
took him a while. He pushed himself to do that. Which that I'm like, good for you.
And he wanted to make that change. And more to that point, what I would really love to see is someone who truly just accepted themselves as they were. Without necessarily having to make a mm-hmm. giant physical transformation and just admit, oh, yes, I am beautiful.
Yes.
As I am.
And he said that. He said he was happy before.
But he wanted to make a change.
Yeah, he wanted to do something different
and I would
with
like
his
to see
own
more
body,
of that.
Which,
yeah.
good for you. That's your own being, your own body. You do what you want to do with mm-hmm. it.
I do think a lot of it is just accepting yourself. We talked about this on our last episode, mm-hmm. the Tess Holiday
yeah.
UK cover. She's a big woman.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a big woman, but she's fucking gorgeous.
Yes.
I mean,
she is.
There's no, you can't
no
deny she is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, the idea that that's not sexy or that people don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's yeah. just not true. People like soft.
They do.
It's yeah.
And people need to break their fucking bubbles and realize that beautiful is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, also,
and whatever that means for you.
And what turns you on is what turns
yeah.
you on. I mean, we talk about this every week on the show, like, some people are really turned off by socks. Some might be turned on by them.
Yes.
If it's like some hot daddy strolling his child through the neighborhood who is gonna, you know, do you later. So, yeah, like, everyone has their different preferences. And we're here to just explore.
We are. We are a weekly social experiment.
We are. And you guys, last week we asked for dick pics. And you delivered.
Stop. Serious?
Who sent dick pics?
We are always asking for dick pics.
Oh my god.
And this week, we will not say because we're always anonymous onto who it is.
But it's at it. No,
I'm just kidding. Wes is always a moderator. Westifer.
But we did get a few.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. White boy.
From what I can tell.
Oh, here.
I don't know why, but I feel like he's a veteran.
That's a dick.
A nice ween for sure. A cute. Yes, he is a veteran. How did you know? He has a little military tattoo.
I know a veteran when I see one.
Yep. He sent a lot of photos. Oh, look, here's him and a puppy.
Oh, he has a puppy.
Why he's not naked in this photo.
No, I was literally just looking at the dog. I did not even
put it away. Now
your dog is cute. You knew who you were sending it, but
you know, like what's cute is like send a shirtless photo with a dog, but don't send a dick picture with a dog.
That freaks me out. Yeah, but the dog is adorable.
Yeah, don't send naked photos with a dog, but underwear pics are fine.
Yeah, I will take those.
For sure. And then it did get a little interesting.
Oh, yeah, okay. wait, socks are on.
Socks are on.
So we know what socks are on this week. Good job, babe.
So, thank you. We will continue to have an open call for dick pics, nudes, videos, ass pics. Whatever you want to send
just
us.
Just not with the dogs, please.
Yes. If there's a dog, you can be
weird.
Shirtless.
It's literally just weird. Like, what emotion? I can't have the two.
Shirtless is fine. Yeah. Don't be naked with a dog. That's weird.
No.
Like, if your
just
dog...
Just send the dog pics, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
and dog pics are fine, too.
Yeah, you know what?
We prefer those even more. Send the dogs.
Quite honestly. At this point, send
the videos of your dogs responding to your Grindr hookup.
That'd be great.
That.
To them.
I will see you guys next week.
Yes.
Send them forward.
Video that
to the Grindr like chime.
For real. You guys, please visit Pookie Pots. Please visit PookiePots.com. Pre-order the coloring book because you will also get special prizes and you're supporting a local artist. Thank you. PookiePots.com. The link is in our notes. Also, while you're scrolling down to those notes, you should give us a 5-star review. It's real easy. Just press 5 stars. Also, subscribe, share us, tell your friends about us. Yeah. Everything.
We're quite entertaining.
You tell three friends, and they'll tell three friends, and they'll tell three friends.
Please. If you guys are at the Long Beach Comic Con this weekend, I'll be there on Saturday. I'll have my own booth. I'm doing a live costume change.
I'll see all the socks naked.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah, I'll also be emceeing the after party at Long Beach Hamburger Mary's.
Yes!
And giving away raffle prizes. If you can
make
it down,
come
get there! Until next time.
Goodbye.